your Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have a quorum. Michael Seeds, our clerk, Carol Tracy, our treasurer, Christopher Patrick, the trustee. First order of business is approval of minutes from the March 21st meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I didn't hear what you said. What?
We just approved the meetings. We just, the minutes from last month.
Okay, I didn't understand what you said. Thank you.
Board report, Michael?
Nothing other than my normal stuff.
Carol?
Okay, reconciliation report. Beginning balance was $264,798.32. Earned $10.81 interest. We have 50 checks cleared for $101,572.16. We got a deposit from Butler County Treasurer for $20,317.95. And our ending balance was $183,554.92. I don't do that bottom part. Because if I wait 4 or 5 days to reconcile it, that all comes up.
Motion to approve the vouchers for March.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 The overseer's report. Cleared trees down on 180th-6. Worked on the slopes around the box, a couple of the boxes down there. Service PT1 and PT3. I met with Mr. Nguyen on the dirt for the chip seal roads. Fixed the culvert at 180th and Indianola. We opened up County Line 3. The county donated quite a good pile of millings to us. We can repair some of the milling roads we have. We built a pad for the chip seal rock, which is being hauled in right now. And we burned the tree pile, checked over the roads and made a list for Jeff to trim, worked on silver drainage issues, rebuilt one of the water pumps, worked on the tack trailer, cut posts for extensions for the signpost, repaired and replaced several signs and posts. Repaired and rocked 3 driveways on Prairie Creek and 1 driveway on Tewakini. Next month, continue fixing on the chip seal roads. We get some rain, we'll get the roads graded. Clearing the trees in the right of way. Installing the road and driveway culverts. Start prepping chip seal for this year. I'm starting to install in some signs. We hauled 282 tons of rock, 9 loads of dirt, 692 gallons of red diesel was used, 298.2 gallons of green diesel. Everything's pretty much the same as on the equipment, except for on PT2, we had a pod leaking, a suspension air pod. We rocked County Line 3, Mulberry North, Bannon Edition. We put a load on Indianola 5.
What do we do? What are we rocking driveways for? Just the entrance?
It's our responsibility over that little bit. Like Michael's driveway and his neighbor's driveway, when we shove that snow on off, we cut it down to the screenings and there's a little mudding. And the lady on Tewakini, I should have taken a picture. It was really embarrassing, but she had a hole just on the backside of her culvert that deep. And so, I mean, we put, I don't know, four why? Tons of 1x3 in there.
Why is that? Why are we getting holes like that?
It's just been one of those things that's been neglected for years.
Okay.
All right. Water, more discussion. Water truck repairs. We're going to be starting on that. I'm going to be starting on that this towards the end of this week, next week, when Randy's out doing trees. It's gotten even worse. On the tank itself, the bottom of it's only about, it's not even a quarter inch thick. It's just a little over an eighth inch thick. And so where the frame and the fenders mount up, that weight from that 4,000 gallons is causing it to crack out. And so we're going to take the frame and the fenders off and expand that out at least a foot on each side of that frame so it'd stop. We put the tape measure on it the other day, and it looks like if we go 2 feet, it'll cover that whole half of the bottom. We have one sheet already, so we just need one more sheet for the other side. And then basically we would have over, you know, pretty close to 3/8, 7/16 inch thick bottom. So we're not sitting there welding it every time we hit a bump. And
what
then,
year is the water truck?
I want to say it's a 2005 Freightliner Business Class M2. They took a box truck and shortened it. When they shortened it, they took out the differential lock, the fuse box for all the rear lights and turn signals, and I don't even know what else. And so we've got to get it fixed, because the trail of water that Jeff left the other day, I'm surprised he wasn't empty by the time he got to the shop. It's pretty bad. So that's the plans with that. I got a pump for it on Saturday. Saved us. Well, the difference in the pump that belongs on there and what I spent was $2,300. So, and this way, for right now, I can run off a gas motor. I can go gas motor or the hydraulics off the engine. And with everything that we have to do, I don't have time to build the brackets for the motor mounts and all that. So, but this one's got the gallons per minute to run both of our sprayers, so we're not sitting there up and down the road 50 times emptying the tank. So the guy at the shop, the Berkeley representative, thought he'd run all four of the sprayers at once. Put some water out like it's supposed to. No more. One spray at a time up and down the road. And then I've got to rebuild the power steering pump because it leaks. We go through almost 2 quarts a day when we run that truck the whole day. And I've already got the seal kit for it. We just got to tear it apart and get it done. Additions and right-of-ways. I talked with Michael a little bit about this. I wanted to find some way to notify the public about what their right-of-ways are and when drainage issues, you know, appear, we need to go in there and get them worked on. And I know we disturbed the grass, but what did you say earlier, Michael? I can't even remember.
Well, I think that we need to figure out some way to communicate with people that have upkept those areas. You know, if they're mowing, if they're mowing the ditches, they're taking care of the ditches. Yes, it is our right of way, and yes, we can do anything we want to. But we need to do something about allowing them to understand that we're coming in here and we're doing this because we have to, you know, maintain the roads and, right, and those stuff like that. And the one thing that I now realize is that when we're going in there and cleaning something up or getting proper drainage or whatever we need to do, it's not like we can repair it right then and there. It may take 2 or 3 weeks for us to complete that whole project based upon rain or getting enough rain to help, you know, get that stuff out. So I think it's just, it's the point of communication. I don't want to get into a thing where we have to put a mailer out to any place that we have to go to and do it, unless we know we have a big project that we're going to be doing a lot of.
Well, I don't see why you couldn't even put something in their mailbox before you do
We can't legally do that. We could hang it on the gate or on the post, but we can't put anything that's
not stamped in there. I noticed that I'm going to rip up your yard.
Huh?
That's what I was thinking.
To at least let, if the people are
like
home.
A mailer, but not an actual
mailer.
Yeah,
I mean, we need to figure out, yes. I mean,
if they're not home, knock on the door.
Your business card with your number on it and say, call me. We are going to start cleaning the ditches here. It should be done, but I agree, it needs to be done in a nice, timely manner.
Okay. What does timely manner mean? 2 years?
No.
I mean,
in 2 or 3 weeks. Okay, don't come back to it in 6 months. Or, you know.
It takes anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks to get it done, depending on the amount of moisture we're getting. And
right,
stuff.
But don't start another one until you get that one, probably. I mean, just...
The perception of the projects getting done, I'm going to agree that it does look like that it's stopping and we're never coming back to it.
That's where communication will help.
Communication will definitely help.
Give them your phone number and say,
I mean, if we have...
We're going to start this. Call me if you have any questions. Weather permitting, we hope to have it done in 2 to 3 weeks. If it rains and rains and rains, you can't mess with the ditches.
Okay. That's why I don't give a deadline on a lot of things, because breakdowns and Mother Nature kill you. But I think, you know, just a piece of paper, if they're not there to answer, you know, here's a piece of paper. It's got kind of what the right of way, you know, what's it called? The deal in the book.
The right of way rules?
Yeah, the regulation on there. Yeah. It's got my name, phone number. You know, we're looking at doing this. If they don't answer, I can either tape it to the door or hang it on the gate.
Okay. I can come up with something.
Okay. But just something, because trying to look up these people on GIS and get a phone number is almost impossible. Anything else on right-of-ways?
No.
Chip seal projects. So, this was supposed to be more about SEMA, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tearing up the road down there. Nobody wants to claim to be boss. They keep saying, oh, he's over here, and I'll drive over there, and nobody will be there. So I got to try to figure something out with them guys on getting it fixed, because what they did was ridiculous. And it's just going to get worse.
They're going to set up a pad at my brother's.
Does he have a contact of the boss?
I don't know. He might.
That would be
at Jack's?
They've asked all of us, and we said no.
So everybody's aware, so they're starting to clear out all the trees, so... Just north.
The train.
The
train tracks.
Yeah, the east, just east of the railroad tracks on 170th, they're clearing all that out, and they're using their big excavators, and they just dug into our chip seal and broke a bunch, messed up a bunch of the chip seal. So we're trying to get a hold of them so they come back and fix it. And it's, you know, they're going to be doing 180th right by my place, and I'm sure they're going to do the same thing.
They're building double tracks.
Yeah.
The whole way.
From Emporia to Oklahoma.
I have a contact.
You have a contact?
My name's Ross. I'll have to get it for you.
Okay. Yeah, if you could get that for me, that'd be great. Because nobody wants to hand anything out there. They say, I'm just an operator. And I get it. I mean, they don't get nobody in trouble.
I dealt with the right of way. They're going to my property.
Okay. I appreciate that. Other than that, I mean, yes, that road's from town all the way to the dirt. I plan on repairing that, you know, when the weather's nice. So we can get all them holes and everything else replaced on that.
On the town, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. That's the worst one.
Oh,
we got edges and holes, you know, the shoulders and the holes and stuff, yeah, all the way down through there. And we need, that one needs repair over all of them. I think I have a pothole on 180th where somebody dug in with their farm tool. And I think there might be another one.
Old chip seal or new?
Old. I think it's where all them guys were stuck. And they weren't paying attention, stuck the bucket down or something like that is what it looked like.
Okay.
But anyways. And then I think I got another hole on 140th, so. Other than that, 170th is getting all the love when it comes to the hot patch. All right. Anything else on the chip seal projects?
Have we got final costs?
I do not. Leroy's going into office tomorrow. Mike was not there today, and so he should have the rest of them.
I think I have 180th with me. Yes.
And 80th is the partial, right?
Yes. This one. It was the one that was right. Fairly close. The measurement might go down a little bit, but, you know, he measured off of Google Maps, and I thought it was a little closer to 3,200 feet than whatever that adds up, whatever that divided by two is. So,
for a mile of road, we're looking at closer to 36
to 37. I've just got 37 stuck in my mind.
So, up $5,000 from last year.
Yep. Because of oil.
Yeah.
Fuel and oil have whipped us when it came to this stuff.
Yeah, too bad we didn't have a bunch of extra money whenever all the oil prices were down.
All right. Bought a few tanks to back us up, but I mean, if you look over the prices of everything, I mean, they do it for pretty much nothing.
Oh yeah, the labor cost has never been that, yeah.
And then, you know, the aggregate, it's $12 a ton, $10 a ton, something like that. I don't remember what Rebecca said, but, you know, they're getting it trucked in at a discounted rate because they're buying so much. So I think they have 11 more loads to bring. That's the reason I was on them about the Metal Arc 6. Because they only had a half a mile, which was only 100 and,
oh, right,
100 and some tons to make sure we get the right amount so we're not hauling from Augusta again.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And once I get the rest of these, I'll get them to you guys. All right, board business. Consider approval to continue with EMC as a primary insurance provider with an annual cost of $16,440.
Second.
All in favor?
I don't know what you said. It was like you were mumbling.
Do
you have this page right here?
The agenda.
I do.
Okay.
Was this our cost last year?
Huh?
Was this our cost last year?
No, it's actually down from last year.
Okay. We're right down here on F1.
Okay.
Okay? I'll try to speak a little louder. Okay. Board business. Consider approval to continue with EMC as our primary insurance provider with an annual cost of $16,440.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Consider approval to change our primary insurance provider to Continental Western with an annual cost of $12,295.
Second.
All in favor? All opposed?
Aye.
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 I have a question. Were these figures researched?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Our last month's meeting, we had.
Thank you.
Item number 3, consider approval to continue with AF Group as our workers' compensation insurance provider with an annual cost of $5,501.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Consider approval to change our workman's comp insurance to Fireman's Insurance Company of Washington, D.C. with an annual cost of $6,166.
Second.
All in favor? All oppose?
Aye.
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 Item number 5, consider approval to change our workers' compensation insurance provider to KMIT with an annual cost of $5,210.
Second.
All in favor? All oppose?
Aye.
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 Item number 6, consider approval to chip seal metal arc 6 upon all agreements between Pleasant Township Board and Mr. Craig Nelson have been met.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Do you want to discuss it?
No.
Sorry.
I know I worded that wrong, didn't I?
No, you worded it fine. I'm just still...
I talked to him today. He's has no problem verifying funds, and he told me.
Excuse me, I've been waiting on you to call for new business.
Not yet.
You don't.
It's not till the bottom. See, citizens discussion.
Let's meet discussion, and then adjourn.
We haven't made it there yet. What's next?
Okay.
Anyways, he told me to have you text him once this is done. I told him that Mike will handle the agreement.
Okay.
That way there's no he said, she said, word of mouth mixing up.
Okay.
All right. Now it's citizens' turn.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was wondering.
I'm sorry. Could I get your name real quick?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, my name is Sandra Hambrick, and I live on 140th Street. The streets are terrible. Really dusty. If there's a car in front of you, you have to slow down or stop because you can't see because the dust is so bad. And I'm wondering, is there some kind of way those streets could be watered a little bit when it doesn't rain so they're not so dusty? The other thing I'd like to know is if we can get some speed limit signs put up because people go flying down that street like crazy. Some of my neighbors have been almost hit. One on the side of me and another one down the street, and they have little kids and the kids play in the yard and they almost got hit. And all this has been in the past month. And I talked to someone about street signs. Was that you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you told me there have been about 30 signs have been stolen.
Ran over, stolen, knocked down. We're constantly fixing
okay,
signs.
I called the sheriff's department. They said they didn't have any report of signs being stolen. But what they did tell me is when there's a lot of theft of signs like that, people just get tired of putting them up. But it is the township's responsibility to install them. And I'd like to know what can be done about that. And how are they seated in the ground? How are they easy to pick up and steal? Are they bolted down? How do you do that? I have no idea.
No, we don't make them easy to steal. They've been running them over with their cars, pulling up to them slowly.
And what do they do with them?
If you drive around long enough, you can see some hanging on the side of the garage, inside the garage. Their man cave. But kids just run them over and leave them lay.
Okay. But can you do something? Can you put up some more signs?
We're working on it.
How? Working on it how?
We go out and put signs up when we...
Have you bought some new ones to put up?
We have more than enough signs to go throughout the entire township. It just takes time to get through there.
And what do you need to get them put up? Manpower?
Yep. More hours in the day.
Well, could you like set a goal to do like two signs a week or something like that?
Oh, we've done more than that.
Like what?
I don't know. I think we did 7 signs last week.
I haven't seen any on my street
there. We haven't got there yet. This is a big township.
I know. Okay. So. Well, I don't want my neighbors to get killed because no speed limit signs.
Do you live right there on the corner?
No.
Or do you live on down? Mm-hmm. Okay. I know where you're at.
And I live between.
The dust, we're just dry.
I live between Indianola and Tewaukee.
Indianola and Tewaukee.
Yeah, 140. And it's really, really, man.
Shoot, that road's got a lot of sand on it.
And sometimes I just wish the sheriff would patrol it a little better.
You know, they have been patrolling a lot more, but we have to get every sign in place before they'll write a ticket. That's the reason we're working on it. We have to get trees out of the way for our signs and make sure we're not impeding ditch work.
Okay.
And so, I mean, there's 2 of us. We have a part-time guy that comes in of an evening, but he can't do them by himself.
I understand that.
So.
Do you follow parliamentary procedure during these meetings?
We follow a procedure. I wouldn't say parliamentary.
But it's not parliamentary.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Thank you.
Next.
Yeah,
back to the additions of right-of-ways. We're on, this is Ross Lumbert, and we live on Queens Lace. And I know you just came in, and somebody just came in and did some maintenance on the road. We appreciate the new gravel. That's nice. The question that we had was a couple things. We've lived there for 25 years on that road, and that road's been maintained for years. Some of it's kind of questionable. I've seen the guys come in, Jeff, I think, or whatever his name was, he'd come in and dump sand on the road, you know, and that just made it worse. But we've never had a drainage problem. So one thing we were wondering about was why did we come in there and all of a sudden widen the roadway out? Because the road has been fine for the 4 of us that live back there for 25 years. And we've never complained about the drainage, and we've never witnessed a drainage problem on Queens Lace, except clear down at the north end where all the water was coming over when Noose put his addition in. He was supposed to make all the water drain all the way down to the South Creek, and a bunch of people complained about the water going through their yard because that's their problem, but instead they decided to run it across the hedgerow into our property, which I own the property, both properties there, and that's coming right through my property where they put it in. And we tried to fight it, but the guy who did live on the corner, he actually had the house there, and they paid him a bunch of money to clear the road out and let the water come across him. Well, then it comes to me.
So where are you from, Nancy?
Well, we're the third house on the west side, so we have right there at Thistle. Man, you're talking about Nancy Ringwald?
Mm-hmm.
So Nancy is right across the street from, we also own the house, the first house.
Okay, so
right,
you're down there at the T on the south
we're
side.
We're the T on the south side, that's
I
right.
I believe I talked to
you talked to my daughter.
Daughter.
Who lives in one of the houses. She's buying a house from us.
Right.
Which is up close.
Right there, kind of across the street from where all that problem was.
Yeah, exactly.
Where the water came through, all that. That culvert's on our property in the pond, all that.
Yeah.
But we didn't have a drainage problem down there. But You know, that's the only thing. We don't need the road widened unless you need it widened. We don't need it because it's worked fine for the, like I say, for the
two families.
The three cars that drive down that a day.
Right.
It's not where we want you to focus your attention. I know you got lots of bigger problems. We do appreciate the gravel, the new gravel, because that gravel is a lot, that's dust free compared to the stuff that's ever been put on that road. I mean, right. It's like 90% better than everything. Because everything that's always been put on there has always been lime, and you know, it just grinds into the ground and turns to mush.
That's part of, let me kind of walk you through it. So in the springtime, when we go into those additions to re-rock them, you get a little edge where your cars have kind of beat a little groove into it. It's pushed the loose material over here. And so before we come in and put, you know, $5,000 worth of rock in, we pull that up to the center, kind of give that rock a cushion. So when we come in and rock it, yeah, it doesn't beat down to dust. And so your grass will grow back, but they built them roads way too wide back in the day. So just because I grade over doesn't mean I'm going to keep maintaining all the way over there. I've got to get that lip off.
Sure. We never had a lip, you know, or windrows in our area. We've never had one. I've lived my whole life on a gravel road. I've had ridge roads that tall where the maintainers come through on in Winfield.
Past your driveways, you got the two concrete driveways?
Yes.
Yep, just past your driveway. That road was down closer to the ditch on the east side of the place.
I understand.
And so when I come in there to work, I'm going to fix it all while I'm there. And you just pick and choose just because somebody, you know, I mow that, but the road needs to move over 6 feet where it's supposed to be. Because when I come through there plowing snow.
Nobody's ever plowed snow out of our road. We do.
I don't remember if I got in there this year or not.
Nobody has ever done it. Not in the 25 years we've lived there.
I was in there this year with the grader.
I must have been gone for that.
It was drifting over just as fast as I was pushing.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, because that's where I noticed a lot of these road problems, where they shifted down the ditch. Because I'm sitting up top where I'm supposed to be. And when that dirt and grass starts flying out from that snow plow, it's right. Like, okay, we got an issue here. I need to come back.
Well, anyways, point is, we, you know, appreciate it. What we'd rather see done, and we actually have a...
you guys want chip seal?
Well, we do. We'd like to have chip seal. We had all 17 of us lined up on that road to pay for it. And this was been back when we were going to have it blacktopped. And I remember who it was.
Like Paul's Valley 3.
Yeah, we were going to get that all done. We were actually doing that before Paul's Valley 3. And then the deal fell apart. And went to do it again. Mark McKenna was actually running that back when he had his home back there. And it was $250,000 to do it in asphalt. But now it's $500,000 for the same job. So,
probably closer to $1 million to do that entire thing. It's $1 million a mile, pretty much. And with oil prices, it's probably. Sure.
And it was a lot more work. Chip sealing would be better. So we're definitely interested in chip sealing. I'm
fighting with APAC and... In fact, I have a voice message I haven't listened to today from another excuse, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because he's waiting for the same thing.
Okay. I've been talking to the county engineer, and I've been talking to him about it for quite some time, trying to get it done. And so anyways, we're definitely would like to get that chip seal.
I know.
And you guys are willing to pay for it?
Well, the neighborhood was back when we were going to do that.
I know they've got four or five on their, and I know Nancy and, I can't think of his name right now, Richard.
Richard, yeah.
They would pay for it. The people that live to the north of them would pay for it.
Yeah, and they're moving out now.
Yeah, they're...
They're actually getting divorced and moving separate. The house is going for sale.
On the far north end?
Dustin, where they came through. So that house is going on the market here in a couple of weeks. So we're losing the people who could pay for it. It's changed quite a bit since.
One to death, yeah.
Yeah, it's changed quite a bit since we were willing to pay for it because the people are moving out, right?
But I think that total in there is less than a mile. I think it's closer to 3/4 of a mile total.
If we just did Queens Lace, I think you're right. I think it's
close. No, Queens Lace is close to a half.
Yeah, it's
and
half
then one. That other part of Thistle.
Thistle, yeah.
It's a little less than a mile.
Yeah.
I ran my measuring wheel. I don't have my measurements down it because APAC, you know, God forbid they drive out and measure something.
But we're definitely interested in seeing that done. And I don't know if the rest of the neighbors think anymore because it's all changed. That was 10 years ago we were talking about paying for it. Maybe even 20 years ago. But anyways, definitely interested in getting that thing chip sealed. And we might be able to get the people on the road to pay for it. Are you talking 30 grand to do the whole thing? 30, 40 grand?
That's 30 grand, probably. You're looking at 27 for 3/4 of a mile.
If we have the county do it, if you have APAC do it, it's almost going to be double
that. Will the county do that one?
The county will do anything we want them to, but we have to stop doing ours. So, I mean, there's some things in the works, and we can talk more about it once I can get APAC. There's a new company starting up, and I called them, and they're supposed to have their estimator give me a call. So hopefully they come in there and don't want, you know, $150,000 to do it.
Right. Well, I know when they were talking about asphalt, they had to completely redo the whole road, right? Because they had to put in culverts, like they did over in Pulse Valley, mm-hmm. 3. They had to put in culverts and drainage. Everything changes when you do pull it into a regular street, mm-hmm. like they did over there. But if just chip sealing it, hopefully we can just level it, make sure there's proper drainage.
Them roads are pretty, I mean... What kills us is them stone mailboxes, because that chip seal machine can't go around them. I mean, it does go around them, but so does the chip seal. Mm-hmm. And so it's really not that bad. It would just take some base and
be
done. But the neighbor across to the north of you, I talked to you about the trees down there by the culvert. Mm-hmm. You have his number where I can talk to him?
Sure did.
Okay, that would be great, because... That's something I need to get done before weather hits. I was telling you about that. Yes, ma'am?
I'd like to tell a little funny story before we adjourn.
Okay.
Can I do it now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I understand what he's saying about 3 cars passing by. Because a long time... My family's lived where I live since the 60s. They've been there over 50 years. And my grandmother would come... out, we'd pick her up and bring her out, and she'd fish in the little lake thing, pond thing we have, and she'd want to plant a garden. And my mom and dad said, well, why don't you just move out here with us? And she said, baby, I can't live out here. And mama said, why not? You don't even have any cars passing by here.
Not so much now.
Yeah. It's crazy now.
A lot of difference. Uh-huh. Dennis Corbin's number is 737-2516.
And that is the neighbor across the street? Or SEMA?
That's north of us.
No, that's the neighbor across the street.
That's the
north of us.
That that's north. It's north of where you guys are at. Okay.
It has a pond and a lot of trees right there.
Yep.
Oh, you're talking about on Thistle.
Mm-hmm. Well, his road comes off Queen Lace, but across from Thistle from you.
Yeah, I got you.
So, down there at the culverts, there's, you know, trees and there's dirt. It's backing things up.
Yeah. That's the only place we've ever had a drainage problem in the history of our region. We've seen the water coming over that road a foot deep coming down through there. I've walked through it a foot deep. Mm-hmm. The other number you were looking for was Mike Tinney. He's the right-of-way man for Santa Fe.
Okay.
And his number is 602-881-9010.
He was the one who was originally getting everything prepped, right? Or trying to sell.
He put the right-of-way together. So he'll be a contact.
He'll get me pointed to the right guy.
Because he put me in contact with the BNSF guys when they came through. They actually he knew everybody.
Okay.
I got to get started somewhere because the runaround's getting old.
He'll point you in the right place.
Gary?
I'm here on the same subject of the chip seal. Were there any progress? Are they still just giving you excuses why they can't give a bid? Or
they're just swamped. And I get it. I mean, my workload's a mile long, and And I don't mean to be hard on him. I was probably a little rude to him last time I talked to him because I'm like, I need some numbers. At least give me, you know, give me your square foot number and I'll figure it out myself. But
yeah,
I should have something by the next meeting for your addition for sure.
We started pushing for this. You know, we were thinking, you know, or I think the numbers you were giving us was for the county doing it, and us paying was like the neighborhood of $2,000 to $3,000 a piece. And the last I heard is now sounding like, you know, $5,000 to $6,000 a piece. And we got a few people that started to walk it now. So I don't know. I have to have a number to give them to try to find
out. I know.
Pin them down to find out if we can do it.
So are you going to give a progress report at the next meeting on any of these items we discussed?
I do.
Yes, yes, the answer is yes.
That's what this is right here, ma'am. The overseer
of the board. What I asked you about, not on about the signs and keeping the road kind of wet a little bit.
Well, keeping the road wet, we got to get the truck fixed first. And, you know, coming to water every road in the township, there's no money in for there. We just don't have the time to water each road. If I water your road, I got to water his road and his road.
But
and
it
his
wouldn't
road.
Be every day. You'd have to do that every other week or something. Just
it'd be every day.
Yeah. That water is gone. Right. By the time I get from one end of the mile to the other, the dust would be flying. So, yeah, that's
a good idea. It just won't work.
I didn't realize that.
Just put a water sprinkler on it. Sprinkle water continuously. That's the only way you can do it.
Just about. And there are a few people that do it.
Cecil,
I've thought about it. I've actually thought about running a line down the road and powering it from, I got well water, and just pushing water out there just to get the dust down. But with the new gravel, I'm not seeing that as an issue.
Oh, that gravel that's on Indianola? Like from what I call 47th Street, I think it's called 150th Street. Mm-hmm. That stuff eats your tires up. I mean, it
it's
is
the same
terrible.
Rock.
Huh?
It's the same rock he's talking about.
Is it? It eats your tires
it's
up.
Bigger it's than
not,
your
it's not the same rock that you got.
It's not soft rock. It's hard rock. That's
it's a lot harder.
That's why I don't put dust
in. Is that plant rock?
No, it's still limestone. It's just a lot harder.
So you have a choice. You either have dust or...
Well, you either have super dust or
super
lighter
dust.
And
right.
Super dust.
Right.
Nothing? Meeting adjourned. Thank you for those numbers.
So do you work at ACES or are you on